This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about goddesses, mythical figures who've shaped culture, history, and imagination around the world. According to some, today's figure is the first wife of Adam, the biblical first man. For others, she's the succubus mother of demons, or a winged spirit who preys on pregnant women and children. In modern day, she's a feminist icon of liberation. No matter the connotation, she always has the same name. She is Lilith. One of the earliest recorded mentions of a Lilith was found in an ancient Sumerian poem. In it, she was portrayed as a minor villain to one of the world's first literary heroes, Gilgamesh. A relief from the same time period depicted a demoness, possibly Lilith, with the wings of an owl. She was said to be responsible for miscarriages and infant mortality. The Lilith of Jewish folklore has a different origin. As this story goes, God created Lilith to be the wife to Adam, the first man, and live in the Garden of Eden. She was made from the same earth and at the same time as Adam. Their time in the garden was far from paradise. Lilith wanted to be treated as equal to Adam. Adam wanted Lilith to lie beneath him, but Lilith refused. She was not less than Adam. They had both come from the same earth. Tired of Adam's bullheadedness, Lilith decided she needed to escape him. So she spoke God's ineffable name and flew out of Eden. Some texts say Lilith gained demonic power by speaking God's name and turned into a winged devil upon leaving the Garden of Eden. Though she grew wings, she still retained her beauty. Other texts say God sent 3 angels to bring her back. If she returned, all would be forgiven. But if she refused, 100 of her children would die each day. When the angels found Lilith, she told them she wouldn't return. In fact, she'd sicken the world's babies in retaliation. 100 of her children would die each day, but Lilith would have power over newborns' lives, 8 days for boys and 20 days for girls. Still, she recognized the angels' plea. If she ever saw a baby wearing an amulet with the names or images of the angels on it, she would spare the child. This agreement showed Lilith was no longer subservient to man. She'd defied the patriarchy in the very Garden of Eden. Kabbalah, a school of thought in Jewish mysticism, paints yet another picture of Lilith. In the Zohar, an important Kabbalistic tome, Lilith's partner is the king of all demons. The Zohar describes Lilith as an incredibly sexual temptress of innocent men. She wanders the night for men who sleep alone. When she finds one, she curses them with lust and causes them to have a nightly emission. She then uses that seed to conceive demon children. Lilith is said to have repeatedly vexed Adam, leading him to father many spirits and demons. Over the centuries, Lilith's legend took on new life. She inspired European artists and writers like Johann Goethe, Robert Browning, and Dante Gabriel Rossetti, who described her beauty and role in Eve's exile from the Garden of Eden. Lilith was also reclaimed by the feminist movement of the 1970s. Lilith, the Jewish feminist magazine, named itself after her and was inspired by her fight for equality. Her name was also used for the short-lived all-female music festival, Lilith Fair. Lilith has also been depicted across hundreds of songs, TV shows, movies, and books. Her character has become a mainstay in popular culture. Her imagery transcends generations and mediums. All month, we're talking about goddesses. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.